We're here with Ty Robinson at the July 2008 Hydrogen Implementation Conference in Laramie, Wyoming. Ty, you have some really good advice that I've heard you mention a few times for people who are considering changing fuels in any way. And I'd like you to kind of repeat some of that advice for people. I guess a good place to start is how much hydrogen is equivalent to how much gasoline in a vehicle.
Well, everyone likes to talk about a gallon of gasoline equivalent, and I think we got to get away from this gallon equivalent in this gasoline economy, and we got to measure our fuels by weight when they're gaseous fuels, like they do the rest of the world over. All of the rest of the world, they sell natural gas by a kilo, 2.2 pounds. Well, the same with hydrogen, it's sold by a kilo, and we actually sell hydrogen by a kilo in the U.S. right now. And 1 kilogram of hydrogen has about 116,000 BTUs, about the same as a gallon of gasoline. So when people talk about a kilo of hydrogen selling for $4 or $5, they go, that's a little more expensive than gasoline right now, or about the same price as gasoline. But you have to remember that when we burn hydrogen in an internal combustion engine, we increase the thermal efficiency to about 49%, and we increase the mechanical efficiency up to about 40%. So 1 kilo of hydrogen, for example, takes my truck 39 miles. Or a gallon of gasoline would only take it 18 miles if you chose to use that fuel. So 1 kilo of hydrogen, even if you're spending $4 for it, you're going over twice as far on a kilo of hydrogen than you do a gallon of gasoline. So, hey, that's less than half the price.
That's pretty good to consider, because there are so many variables with internal combustion engines in particular. And these variables include things like driving style. And do you have to change your driving style much if you go with hydrogen fuel?
Hydrogen, if you burn it in an engine that's designed for gasoline, you're inherently going to lose about 50% of the horsepower. So that can be an issue for people that have a heavy foot and try to drive fast and have hot rods. So we offer different options to upgrade a vehicle. Our H2 Protium package, that's the base package. You lose 50% of horsepower in hydrogen compared to gasoline. But now our H2 Deuterium package, we add a supercharger, and we can do an intercooler and do some other modifications to get you about the same amount of horsepower on hydrogen as you originally had on gasoline. But then the H2 Tritium package is the ultimate. That uses direct injection, where we can get you the ultimate in performance, the ultimate in emissions, but it becomes a gaseous fuel only engine. You can't run gasoline through it anymore. But in that configuration, we can get you up to 50% more horsepower out of the engine on hydrogen than you ever could have had on gasoline. So that's for people that want to burn rubber instead of gasoline.
Okay. That's an interesting point there. If you are changing over to natural gas, which I understand is a good transition to hydrogen, I understand that you can actually use a greater variety of fuels over time than you can, say, converting for one particular fuel. And I guess there's quite a bit to that.
We really like to build multi-fuel vehicles that work anywhere in today's infrastructure around the world, wherever you'd want to go, whether it's locally or regionally or nationally or internationally. A multi-fuel vehicle can travel you around the globe without having to use gasoline or diesel, but that ability can still be retained if you want to use that. Now, I really like natural gas because it is paving the highway back to hydrogen, and it's imperative that we fully embrace natural gas so that we develop all the infrastructure we need. Because everything we need for natural gas is the same components we need for hydrogen. So we need to fully embrace natural gas to get back to hydrogen. Now, working with the gaseous fuels of methane and hydrogen, there are some inherent differences. Now, I would say that the safety precautions, it's imperative that we adhere to them, because there's different safety precautions when you're working with gaseous fuels. But as long as you adhere to those safety precautions, they're actually much safer. And that's beneficial. In the future, our kids are going to be saying, I can't believe you guys ever drive on gasoline. That's so dangerous. I mean, if they were trying to get gasoline certified as a road-going fuel today, it wouldn't happen. It's too dangerous of a fuel.
Interesting. Of course, that's going to have an effect on movie makers in the future, because vehicle accidents are going to be quite as explosive.
Right. Yeah, you can't even really get gasoline to explode like that they do in the movies, but there's some differences. Gaseous fuels take up more volume, and they run different. You know, and right now people are used to variables in their gasoline miles per gallon, depending on whether they're in the city or the highway. You know, that makes a difference. Well, your variables are a little more dramatic when you go with the gaseous fuels. You can get worse miles per gallon if you drive it really hard and stomp on the throttle. But if you cruise easy out on the highway, you can actually get much improved fuel economy. You know, we like to say that natural gas will get you about the same fuel economy as you're used to on gasoline, but with our digital injection system using a lean burn strategy, we can actually get you up to 18% better fuel economy on natural gas than you would get on gasoline.
Wow, that's really good. Well, I thank you very much for taking some time with us, and we wish you the best in your future endeavors here, because I think you do have one of the best conversion companies out there. That's Intergalactic Hydrogen, right?
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, we work with all the cleaner fuels. Hydrogen's at the top of the fuel hierarchy pyramid, but we also work with methane and propane, biodiesel, ethanol, and electric cars. And we need them all. Fuel diversity is going to make us more secure. And, world peace through clean air.
I love it. Well, thank you. Oh, and your website.
Intergalactichydrogen.com.
Okay, thank you.